Coming to the Greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Good morning. Another beautiful Wednesday morning out there in downtown Green Bay in Oshkosh. All of our friends in Oshkosh, we want to say hello to them. We're broadcasting loud and clear, WIIS. Yeah. How's it going? Appleton right in between.
And Appleton, we're there, but it's a little sketchy, but we'll have our own tower. Mike say next week?
I think so.
Yeah.
Building a whole new one.
Then we'll have this whole...
blanket covered
corridor
we're going to get
engaged in every community along the way and talk about the great things that are going on, not just here in Green Bay, but Oshkosh.
You know, hey Jason, freedom, question for you. So this music, I love it. I mean, I really like this a lot.
Oh yeah.
What if, just an idea. So who's coming in on Friday?
That glam band.
Yes.
What if we had them do a personal one for us?
Well, that would be great, Johnny. I think they may need a little bit more than 2 days.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, in general.
Down the future.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, I mean, they won't have their instruments with us here. But, I mean, how cool would that be?
I mean, that would be pretty awesome.
Wouldn't that be really awesome?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So, we get, because they're bringing in the lead singer and the drummer.
Right.
In their regalia.
Which I think is
awesome. I think we should wear our glam stuff. And you still have yours?
I might pay to see that.
We'll get a photo of us as we take pictures of most of our guests. That's going to be a good one.
Yes.
That will be a good one.
Absolutely.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, Jason, Jay Wheels.
Yes, sir.
A little disappointed in you.
Well, what did I do now?
You forget to remind me about stuff.
I do?
Yes.
Okay.
You got to remind me when you bring guests in for our Facebook. Remember I told you that's one of your job duties is to remind me of stuff? Remember I told you that?
I try to remember everything that you've asked me to do.
I'm just saying. You could do, you know.
A little bit better.
I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to admonish you. But you got to remember, I'm a guy that always needs a reminder on stuff.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Always need a reminder on stuff. I missed Hard Knocks last night. I thought that was starting tonight. But I watched a show last night that I'm going to watch again tonight. It is so incredible. It's on Johnny Manziel. Remember Johnny Football?
Yes, he was
only freshman to win the Heisman Trophy, number one draft pick.
Big attitude.
You want to talk about a textbook on how to destroy your life?
Right.
When your life, you've got life in the palm of your hand, and you self-destruct. And I mean, we talk about, you know, I mean, we've talked about this a lot. We talked about it with you, with your homeless shelter, as far as why some of the people ended up there.
Right.
We've talked with Natalie about different things. We've talked about, obviously, with Sandra about addictions. This guy, he was going to be number one draft pick.
Oh, yeah.
No questions about it. They thought he was going to be the number five pick, but then when one of the teams researched him, it's like, kind of a bad guy. Got to stay away from him, okay? So his agent says, listen, man, we're going to take like 6 months. We're going to do nothing but prepare for this NFL combine. You're going to still be a really, really high number one draft pick. He worked. They did drug tests all the time, everything, okay? The night before he was to go to Indianapolis for the whole thing, he says, hey, man, I think I might have screwed up. He's like, what do you mean? He goes, really party really hard and smoked a lot of weed and blah, 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 blah. It's like, but the thing's, you know, tomorrow, this workout's tomorrow. He goes, yeah, and... you know, the two guys that were my receivers, yeah, they're pretty messed up too. They can't do it. He said, I'll still show up. But he had to have his agent and like some other guys, his receivers, in front of these NFL scouts. And then for the combine, because he's afraid to take the drug test, he told them, he made up this story that his dad is in the hospital, so he can't come there that day. It's just mind-boggling. And then one night, the night before a game, he was going to be a starting quarterback for the Browns. He goes to Las Vegas from Cleveland, wears a disguise, a wig and a mustache.
Really?
And he's playing like big time. And people are like, are you Johnny Manziel? He's like, no, uh-uh. Well, it goes all over social media. And he misses the game.
Really?
A number. It's unbelievable. And he was so successful in college, it was mind-boggling. But it's unbelievable how a person, without any outside influences, no pressure, no woe is me, oh, my life is so hard, I'm living in my car, and blah, 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 millions and millions of dollars, and just simply, individually self-destructs. You got to watch this.
I will. I just want to, I'm not defending, I would never defend a guy like him, but his support network wasn't there.
No,
you know what, Johnny?
No question.
I mean, they should have never gone to Vegas with him and said, look, man, take the wig off.
You've
got a big, big day tomorrow. Right.
Yeah.
And they were in it. Those enablers were in it for themselves. It's the same thing Chris Farley's brother said about the some of the agents
in
L.A.
And the Chevy Chases of the world and these people
but
in
he,
L.A. Yeah.
But, you know, Lorne Michaels, he said, was very supportive.
Right.
And he had a lot of support from, you know, Chris Rock and some other people. But that... It's the people who have an addiction problem and you know, he probably had a little bit more than that going on in his life, but I mean, it's a team effort. They have to want to do it.
Yeah. Totally
obviously
agree.
Had the wrong attitude.
Totally
I mean,
agree.
Never met the guy, but.
But then he said he spent $5 million to try to get as low as he possibly could. He wanted to get as low in life as possible and then commit suicide. Now he says, I don't know if I believe this. He said he took the gun. I'm not trying to make light of this in any way, shape, or form. And it clicked and it didn't go off and it malfunctioned or something. I hate to say it, but if somebody really is serious about doing that, you're going to find a way. You're going to do it.
They do.
So I think that might've been a little bit melodramatic.
Yeah.
And then he was diagnosed as bipolar, which I don't know where that comes into play with this.
No, that's a serious
mental
issue.
But in regards to the drugs and everything.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
oh, it does? Okay.
Look, I don't know a lot about that, but I will say that guy had enough money to check into probably one of the best places in
no
the country.
No question. Yeah.
And if he really, really wanted to do that, he could have.
Right.
Nobody would have stopped him and said, you can't come in. I mean, there's private places, and they don't all work, and sometimes you got to go three times.
Farley's brother sitting, 17 times? You know who went a lot more times than people realize? Brett Favre.
Yeah.
He went a lot more times than that one highly publicized one.
It's an addiction. It's very powerful.
Yeah.
But is this
Did you read Favre's book, Gunslinger?
I did not.
Jeff Perlman.
Yeah.
He actually had called me about being in the book because he wanted to interview me. And I didn't want any part of it. Because I was really close with Deanna. And I didn't want to be saying something that would hurt him or her. So I just didn't do it. But he wanted to interview me. But anyway, it talks about one of the times. I think Deanna tells the story. Went away for treatment. His buddies pick him up at the airport, and they go and party.
Yep, that's what I'm talking about.
As soon as he got off the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you hear that? They walk out of there?
Yes.
Yeah, and they're right back where they were. And
right.
Those aren't friends.
No, that's what I mean. So that's why when you said about the support system, I think everybody was so enamored because it was like LeBron James was hanging out with him, Drake, you know, the singer was hanging out with him. Yeah. So he was living this unbelievable high life, and his buddies were along for the ride.
Right.
It's got to be pretty tough when you're 20 years old and you're hanging out with these people. It's like, we probably shouldn't do this, Johnny.
But if you know it's that or death, they will tell you, and look, I'm not an expert on this at all, but I do talk to people who've been through that. You got to sometimes just find new friends.
Right.
Because they're not truly friends.
No.
Don't care.
No. And now he's living with his dad back in Texas, but he also has a house in Scottsdale, and it looks like a party house. I don't think it's going to have a great ending. And
right.
And he was really candid, but this guy had so much talent.
Right.
He was little. He was maybe 6 foot and about 185 pounds. So I don't know if he could have handled the beating you're going to take in the NFL as a starting quarterback. But this guy was so unbelievable in high school. He scored 75 touchdowns in high school. He was the only freshman to win a Heisman Trophy. I mean, he was magical. He made things happen. He reminded me of Fran Tarkington.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people might not remember Fran Tarkington, but probably the same size. He would do things with his feet, really accurate. He could have had a really nice... So then what they would do, you know, they don't do playbooks and stuff like that anymore. It's all iPads, okay?
Right.
So they gave him an iPad specifically for week to week to watch game film of the team they're going to be playing.
Right.
He didn't know it, but the team can log in and see how many hours you've spent for the entire season. You know how many hours he spent?
16 games, I don't know, 32?
Zero.
Yeah, that...
Did not watch game film once during the entire season. And it was the Cleveland Browns guy that admitted that. Not one time did he study game film for a game.
I mean,
I know.
There's a lot of problems with that.
There's
guy.
A lot of problems. But this is really a fascinating story.
Yeah.
It's on, I think it's on Netflix, but he's brutally honest. He's no excuses. He's just, yeah, man, did I screw up?
And those enablers, you know, he was really drafted to play football, and he was a media hound or star, whatever.
Incredible.
You think, right?
Incredible.
Right up, right from the get-go, even before he took his first snap. Yeah. And I don't think the public embraced him. Do you think
he's a hard guy to like?
Right.
Kind of a hard guy to like. I mean, even in talking more about what he did and how he acted, and whatever, kind of a hard guy to like.
Right. It came across that way. I mean, like I said, I never met him, and I wish him well. I hope. Is he turning his life around?
Well, like I said, I don't know, because he's, like I said, he's living with his dad and shows them, you know, they're golfing and everything seems good. But then he's got this other place in Scottsdale where it's just a frat house type thing. So you know how quick people can relapse and get into things. So I don't know, but all I'm saying is he's extremely candid to a fault almost. I mean, he admitted that he would have a backup quarterback do his urine test for him in college. They'd have, like, the last quarterback on the roster, like the fourth string guy, do his urine test.
I mean, come
and
on.
And he kept getting away with stuff.
That's the thing. Come on.
So I don't blame on this one.
I think some other people were letting him get away with that, too.
I agree. But here's the thing, too. So he was upset. And I don't blame him. The university was making all kinds of money on his jersey, on his autographs, and all these things. Millions of dollars on it, okay? He couldn't take 1 cent.
Right.
So a guy said, I'm going to pay you 30 grand cash. You don't tell anybody. And autograph a bunch of stuff. Well, he did that. Well, then what he starts doing is kind of living the high life along those lines, okay? Yeah. So obviously the red flags. So they found out that he accepted money. You know what the punishment was?
Probably the same as the urine test.
Had to sit out the first half of the first game of the year against, like, Southwestern Louisiana. The first half! That was his huge punishment.
Yeah, see, there's a whole lot in
absolutely.
That story.
Absolutely.
You know, they,
but I think what I'm saying is, I think you should watch it because you've dealt with so many people where it's like, how did you end up here? And there's a lot of times other reasons where there were red flags, there were roadblocks, and they were overlooked or bypassed.
Yep.
This is a case study. You really should watch it.
I will watch that.
Yes.
And life is tough. And well, if you don't have a support system, poor guy.
We've got a lot of stuff.
We have
four different guests coming on today.
I know.
Four. Count them, four, including a guy by the name of Brady Papenga, former linebacker of the Green Bay Packers.
I love this man,
one of my all-time favorite guys. Mine on the Mayor with Wheels at the Control. Back after this.
Detroit players, Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn.
That's
dead right. If they head right, Biggie there, and I. Papa been smooth since days of under rules. Never lose.
Okay, Jason. Jason.
What, my music selection?
This would be, do you remember that? Did you work at the station for Midwest back in the day?
I
can't think of the name of the station.
With that little station off to the side?
Yes, tiniest little studio in America.
Yeah, like a closet.
What was the name of that station?
Yeah, I can't remember.
It only lasted about a year.
Ish, yeah.
Ish. Ish. But this would have been right on their playlist.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, was it Wild? Wild FM?
Wild 99 or something like
that? Something like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But yes, this would be right on their playlist.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, a little urban.
I'm just trying to get everybody moving this morning.
Jason Wheels, getting a little urban on us. Jason, tell people how they can text us.
Yeah, so you can go to Mino and the Mayor on Facebook, and we have a nice little post where you can click, and you can get the Civic Media app.
Okay.
And as soon as you do that, you can find WGBW or WISS and click on that.
WIIS.
I think it's WISS.
It is?
Yeah. It's okay.
See why I need you to remind me on stuff.
You didn't ask about that.
Sorry.
But if you go there, and then you'll find where it says play, and then you can also text from there.
Then where does that text go?
Comes to me.
Oh, it comes to you.
It sure does.
And then you can relay the text to us.
I can.
I like this a lot.
Huh?
Tell me again how it's done.
Go to Facebook.
Go to Facebook.
Then find the post where it says Civic.
But for Facebook,
Media
go to Mino and the Mayor.
Mino and the Mayor.
Mino and the Mayor on Facebook.
I kind of figured that was.
Well, okay. Step
right,
one.
Though.
Baby steps here.
All right. Baby steps.
Mino and the Mayor on Facebook.
Yes, sir.
Then
you find the post where it says Civic Media.
Civic Media.
Click on that.
Click.
Download the app.
I'm downloading it right now.
Then you find WGBW.
WGBW.
WISS.
Okay.
Click on that.
Okay.
Then we will.
Then you can text us.
And then you can text us.
Can they
from
text
there.
Us through their phone or do they have to be on a computer?
Yeah,
to do that?
Absolutely.
Just on their phone. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
And
I am so technically inept in some things.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's like, how do all these people know how to do stuff? Was there a class in school that people took? Or is there, how do people know how to do stuff?
Just friends.
I know,
society,
right?
Society, culture.
You got to keep up.
Okay. And, yeah, you got to keep up. Speaking of not keeping up, downloading. Our show.
Yes.
Very simple.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just you go to civicmedia.us.
Yes. Civicmedia.us.
.us.
Civicmedia.us.
Right. And Jason, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay. You probably are.
No, I don't think so. I've done this. I kind of practiced this.
Okay.
And then all the different stations that we own come up.
Yes.
18 stations.
Yes.
And you click ours, which is
WGBW.
WGBW.
Did you really just have to look? you had to look at the coffee mug. Jason.
I saw it.
Jason, you had to look at our coffee mug and our call letters.
I've been watching them.
It's 624.
Because he knew if he looked up above where we got the thing, then he'd be busted.
Give it away for sure. Yes. Yeah.
I had a party last night. So it's okay. It's 6:24. Okay. So back to where I was before.
Yes.
I was rudely interrupted.
Sorry about that.
Civicmedia.us, right? You just go to like Google and then you type in civicmedia.us.
Yes.
And then our 20 stations come up and you click on our station, which of course is WGBW.
Yeah, he looked again. He honestly cheated again.
And
it's
then
like that kid in school has got the notes written in his hand. And one quick little look. Did you ever do that?
That's not, yes. Everybody did that.
Okay.
I did that. So I
wasn't smart
it.
Enough.
Yeah. But you get ink on there. There's better ways.
You want to know what I used to do?
No, we want to hear.
Let's finish this. Because people do ask about that. Because not everybody's up from 6 to 8 in the morning. Or they are up. But they have other routines.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, I kind of like to hear what you guys had to say about this, or that. So Google civicmedia.us, our station comes up, WGBW. And then you go to Mino and the Mayor, and all our podcasts, all our shows are on there.
Very good.
Is that right, Jason?
That is correct.
Okay.
Nice.
There's also another way, real fast.
All right.
Yep.
If you go to Google and just type in Mino and the Mayor.
Yeah.
Oh, it comes up that way, too.
It's a lot easier.
Once the links come up, you know, after the search is all over.
Okay.
It will come up. You click on that.
Right.
And it also just brings you right to Mino and the Mayor.
Love it.
So we were at our boss's cottage in Plainfield.
Plainfield.
And he asked us to remind people of what we just talked about.
Yes.
So let's try to do that at least once
every day.
A day.
Once a day. Jason, remind me.
Yes. We got to do that. Okay. So anyway, hey, I brought you some dessert for my party last night.
I see that. Looks really good.
It is. So it is really, really good. Jason, I brought you some too. Yeah,
we had to put mine in the fridge.
But get this. Yeah, you do. You just put that in a freezer. It's the, I forgot what it's called. Anyway, but I want to tell you, one of our, it's not light. Yeah, you can have it. I want to say that one of our, we had a neighborhood party. One of our neighbors moved to Florida. You know how people retire when they're 62, 63, 65?
That's fantastic.
It is. It is good. Get this. This is for our listeners and for the two of you in the room here. He went down to Florida. He got a job at Disney World. Disney World employs 80,000 people. Can you believe that?
That's incredible.
That's the infrastructure. That's everybody. That's all in. But 80,000 people, and they love people from the Midwest.
Work ethic?
Yep.
I believe it.
They love people from the Midwest. I said, I don't know what my future holds, but I said, if we moved on there, I mean, I would
do that.
And they walk around.
Yeah.
So they keep exercise. Everything from just janitorial to food service. He said, and they treat the employees great. part-time is between 6 hours and 26 hours a week. Is that like perfect?
Perfect.
2 week schedule, you get out. And the perks, I don't know if I can say it on the air, they're unbelievable.
Yeah.
That can save you thousands of dollars when you get the kids and grandkids
that's
coming
not a
down.
Cheap ticket.
No. And they give you 25 tickets,
that's
30, 40.
Incredible.
It is. It's what a great place to work. And Paul and Sonia Hitt were over, and they are awesome people. And so I don't know, Johnny, where this is going to go, this program, but after this, Florida might be on our.
I could see me living in Florida.
Oh, man.
I could live in Florida.
And working at Disney, too, right?
Yeah, I could do that. Can awesome. I be one of the characters?
Yeah, I think we'll.
I would love that. I would love that.
Goofy? I think that's taken.
We got Bray Papenga and a lot of other folks coming up today, folks. Back right after this.
Hey, bus driver, keep the change. Bless your children.
Oh, yeah, Wheels knows what he's doing. Huh?
Awesome.
We got the best producer in the business. Who sings that song, Jason? I have no idea.
It's Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, wow.
The bus driver.
That's
nice. We're
going
to talk about transit in just a second.
But first of all.
Yeah, let's do this.
This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the world through your window. If you bundle on the 250 series patio door and 8 double hung windows with exclusive hidden screens, pay as low as $188 per month. That is a phenomenal deal. Visit PellaWI.com today. Certain restrictions do apply, but see the showroom for details. Offer ends at the end of this month, on the 31st.
Pella's awesome. I got those windows. John, you should come over sometime.
I would like to.
Patty, you've been at my house.
Very nice.
Oh, is it a nice place?
Very nice.
We had some parties there, right? Christmas parties?
We did, upstairs.
Yeah.
In that whole section that's all redone.
He's got three stories, doesn't he? Doesn't he watch fireworks from his penthouse suite up there? Yeah.
Anyway, we had talked since we came on the air.
Is he a good host? Good host?
Awesome.
Awesome. Okay.
Always brought over one of the local choir groups to sing. So
great. Did you leave at a timely hour?
Oh, always.
Good. You better.
Well, I didn't have a radio show at 6 a.m. either. But
he can't put his foot in the mouth.
Some people stay a little too long last week. But anyway.
Are they gone yet?
That was not a good idea. So we've talked since we came out in June about Green Bay being awarded the number one city to live in the United States, which is a great recognition by U.S. News and World Report. And, you know, they looked at our community and a lot of different things that make it work. And, you know, they talked about, of course, the cost of housing is still pretty reasonable here. They talked about the crime rate, which is, you know, very manageable for a city our size. Talked about some of the amenities. And something that we do well here in kind of a smaller city is transit. So we got with us Patty Kiwis, who is the director. She oversees transit, which is a critical part of a city. If you're going to have a city, a big city, a city that's going to attract people, you can't have everything for everybody, but you got to have things for the majority. And transit is one of those divisions that we have in the city, you know, and it's people, police, fire, you know, Department of Public Works. Those are important, but man, transit's important to get people around. How many people, tell us a little bit about transit. How many people are we moving in an annual basis here in our community?
So on an annual basis right now, we're right around 800,000. So we took a pretty large dip through the pandemic.
Right, right.
We are building that back up. So we are at about 820,000 a year. And every month we keep seeing those numbers continue to rise. So,
and something that we do in transit, one is you're constantly studying routes to make sure that we are having buses where people need them. But you've really stepped it up in technology. Where's my boss? Tell us a little bit more how the money you've put into that to make it easier for the riders.
Absolutely. So, you know, in order for transit to be successful, you constantly have to be looking at it and trying to make things more efficient than they previously were. And so we really focused on, you know, providing that real-time data. You can do it on your phone and you can book your rides on your phone. You can see if we have a 27-minute train going downtown, if you need to wait.
They do go that long, don't they?
Oh, they do.
He swore that they didn't.
No,
they do.
No, I didn't say that.
You said 12 minutes was the max. tax.
It is, but that is. That's the law.
But they do. Care. Oh, that's,
they,
okay.
They don't care.
Because I know, and I sat for over 20 minutes,
yeah,
one time.
And I'll get out and start yelling at, you know, I used to. My anger management's really much, I'm much better than I used to be, Patty, when we worked together. But that, you know, they're going to block an ambulance someday and someone's going to, something bad's going to happen, and then we're going to really sue them. But they don't even pay their tickets. I think maybe they are now. At Canadian National, they're tough to work with.
Are they actually out of Canada?
Yeah.
Canadians can be rough to deal with.
Wasn't there, our local person is no longer here. You know, they just downsized and...
Correct. And we've noticed that tremendously in the past 9 months or so. We're, you know, sitting for 20, 27-minute trains on a regular basis. And so that does not do very well for schedules.
No.
And people get pretty upset with that. So
absolutely. I remember I was doing a live remote when I was on a Saturday morning, it was, and I missed my opening thing because I couldn't get there. I sat there for about 25 minutes. It was crazy. And then you always wonder, do I make the U-turn and go around and try a different way? Or
so our theory, when we impose this 12-minute, then there'll be a fine of, and it was significant, it's a couple $100. If you're on Lombardi time, you won't be late, right? Because if you're 15 minutes in, 12 minutes is still very frustrating, but 20 minutes is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't bother me when the bridge is up for some reason. But, you know, you have to wait for that. But there is something about that train. Because with the bridge, you can pretty much a lot of times see the ship going through, and it's like, oh, okay, a couple more minutes, whatever. But with the train, you never know, because sometimes you'll go halfway through and then stop and back up. And
oh, that's frustrating.
That's really frustrating.
When they rehitch, Yeah, I mean, we've heard this for years and years, but you're right. And they talk about ships being theater, and it is kind of cool to watch. Some of those ships are pretty amazing to watch. You think one guy's driving this, 300-foot vessel. That's just very cool. Anyway, Patty,
That's what I might do when I retire.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm. But we did have that one guy.
Or you could drive a bus.
Yeah.
I am looking for bus drivers.
You are, and we're going to get to
I'm
that.
I'm not sure I'm that guy. I'm not sure I'd be good. No. Even Wheels over there is shaking his head.
Please no, Patty. Please don't do that.
I would love to do that. Although you gave me that opportunity, I ended up here.
You really would want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he'd be awesome at it.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That, and the people are so friendly who are on the bus, take the bus, and it's, you're providing a service, and... Yeah, oh, I'd be
wrong. Do you ever have to back up if you're driving a bus? Not too much.
We do not want you to back up.
Okay, good, because I'm not great at backing up.
Not at all. So driving the bus is the easy part. It's all the customer service and providing assistance to the community. That's the challenge sometimes, right? So
do they still have the thing where you could ring the bell?
Yes.
Well, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And that's just a cool thing to be a bus driver, right?
Mm-hmm. It is.
That would be awesome. And then something you've done since you got there is these game day routes, which is what I really wanted to do.
I would definitely do that. That would be fun.
That, and I've taken that, obviously. And it's fun when the bus driver dresses up like Santa Claus. And it's just, it's a party atmosphere.
And it's right here, isn't it?
A couple places. But sure, they pick up right here in front of our studio and down at St. Brendan's. And tell us about
If I'm living here, I could come down, get on the bus, go to the game.
Oh, yeah.
And then be dropped off right here. Oh, yeah. That'd be phenomenal.
And it's so easy. I mean, Patty, maybe you should talk about it. You are the guest.
Yeah, absolutely. So right back with that technology you had mentioned, Mayor, there, you know, you can go right on your app. It's a transit app. You can see where those routes are. So you can come out from St. Brennan's or wherever you're at and hop on that bus and take it to the game. This will be our 13th season. Wow. Doing those games. Yeah. So we average between about 2,800 to 3,000 people per game.
So is it a regular bus or is it that trolley-looking bus?
No, it's a regular
bus. Nope, it's a regular bus. All right. So, yep, we have many of those being used for game days.
That's
so
awesome.
It is, and people are friendly, and the cost to that?
There is no cost.
Right, that's subsidized beautiful.
So you don't have to spend like... Jason, was it you telling me you saw $50 parking spots for family night?
Yes.
$50 for family night?
50.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
is that regulated, or can anybody charge what they want?
You can charge what you want. Wow. And then the governor, not Walker Doyle, remember he was going to start charging people their taxes, and that almost cost him his election. So you can just keep that money. And there are people, and I know a lot of people around, that have sent their kids to college on their parking revenue.
Oh, I believe that. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
without a doubt.
Anyway, back to the transit. And that's something, I mean, there are people who use transit very, very frequently, and then there are some people who use it infrequently, but for special events, that is an awesome way to get introduced to transit. I mean, it's friendly drivers. They'll answer your questions. It's very safe. You know, my kids used to take transit and, you know, I don't know, maybe there's stories there, but we'd say, let's sit behind the driver and it's going to be fine.
I think there's stories everywhere, right?
Yeah.
There's always stories. And my kids have both used the transit system as well. And I will tell you, it's extremely safe. There right. is audio and video surveillance. Yes, I did say that, audio and video on every bus. And so it is a very safe environment. And the drivers, I mean, they always are long tenure employees. So they get used to people coming on. So you don't have to worry about putting your child on the bus or anything like that. But, you know, when the game days, we get all sorts of people. And I think it's really great because we get people, you know, outside of that box that maybe wouldn't use public transportation right. in our community. And this really gives them the opportunity to try it and say, wow, I didn't realize this was here. You know, and it's great. You can park anywhere along any one of the routes and hop on, or depending where you live, you can hop on and, right. you know, enjoy the game and not have to worry about driving home. So.
And that's all accessible online. We can all look at accessible. That, the times where you're picking up, because, you know, obviously for me, St. Brendan's is the closest somebody can walk there. But it
he won't walk there.
I could walk. That's a good. Yeah. But we have that all over the city. East side, you can park at yes. at the mall and jump on transit there. West side, where Sears used to be. That's a great car wash, by the way, that they put in.
Which one?
The one over where Sears was. I don't know if you guys have
I
been
just
there.
Saw that. I have not been there yet.
It's awesome. It's awesome. Right now they have a promotion going on. They're not a sponsor. They should be. But that's a place where you can jump on transit. But I will say for they have washes up to $40 for a wash.
Wow.
Pretty detailed. But no. Get this. It's $10 a month for 3 months. So $30 unlimited. So you can buy the $40 wash and go through there for $10 a month.
That's
as many times
that's
as you
pretty
want.
Phenomenal.
And then they have I bought the 37. I said, why didn't you do that if the 40 was free? I'm like, I don't know why I did that. But anyway, back to transit. Patty, you are, and that, like I said, that's an important part of any community. Fox Valley does a
Absolutely.
Good job, right?
They do. They do. I don't think as good as we do. But
well, no,
they
I
do.
Know that. But I'm just saying that they get a little bit of ink because I know they've tried some things like you have.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, Green Bay is a leader and people look to Green Bay. And once you started doing some of these event things, they jumped on board with that. Your scheduling, you kind of went from numbers to maybe a color line like in Europe, right? With the loop. No, you know, the trains are all run by color, the green
Correct.
Line, the orange line. So we kind of transitioned to that here a little bit. And we have routes that maybe a little bit more on the entertainment side, Bay Beach, Wildlife Sanctuary. Mm-hmm. I don't know, Patty, you're the guest. I should let you talk.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
You're summing it up very well.
I love transit. I thought that was a critical part of our city.
And it is. And, you know, we get people around to work and, you know, and I know there's always that stigma that comes along with it and with public transportation and, you know, individuals being transit dependent. As I always say, you never know anybody's story, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody needs to get around. And, you know, I tell you from a cost perspective, Green Initiative and all that, public transportation is a great way to get around your community. But, you know, when you look at all the great things we did, the game day routes, like I said, it got people looking at transportation as a completely different mode that they typically didn't use. But, you know, we also have, you know, our GBM on demand service that I launched back in 2020, first one in the state of Wisconsin. So it follows right with what you said about Green Bay being a leader. So we're the first ones in the state to try that microtransit. It has been phenomenal. Where, you know, we really use that service to offset like nights and weekends, maybe when we don't need that, you know, big 40-foot bus running around empty, because we all know how everybody feels
yeah.
about empty buses.
Not a vote getter. No.
Yeah. So, you know, that service really provided us the opportunity to expand service, the area and the hours, and giving right. everybody the
so
that
these are,
opportunity.
These are smaller buses
mm-hmm.
with more limited routes based on the needs at like off-service times, right? Or tell
Correct.
Me a
they're
bit
off-service. So they're like minivans. They're all ADA accessible.
Great.
Passes are, you know, the fare is the same, whether you're on the bus or taken on demand.
Yeah.
You know, an example would be, say, out by Aurora Hospital.
Right.
You know, a lot of areas out there, we have individuals that go out there. We have some third shift work out in the I-43 Industrial Park. They can take this. They just book it almost like a Uber or a Lyft right on their phone. They book it, schedule where they want, you know, book their ride to go.
Isn't that
and it's
awesome?
All on demand. So we're averaging about 14 minutes for ETA for your trip.
And you are looking for drivers.
We are looking for drivers. talk to me. I can even send you the link.
Really?
And I don't know why anyone wouldn't want to do that, because the people, like I said, friendly, you're a great manager. I want to say this, and I hired Patty, but you have events. Yeah, that baked potato thing. You've just it Christmas is great there. Hey, the other thing, I don't know if you're gonna, well, you stick around. I want to talk about the bikes, so we can be kind of, you know, the
absolutely.
You put bike racks on the buses to help people. They may want to take the bus from A to B and then bike it the rest of the way. But yeah, stick around. We're going to talk for just a few more minutes right after this break.
Jim thinks I'd be really good as the dispatcher.
Oh, I'm hiring Whitney, one right now, too.
He's got the great voice. He's very patient.
Bus 47, where are you?
That sounds awesome.
Thank you. Minor the Mayor, back after this. Another great selection, Wills. Hey, it's that time of year. Fairs are popping up all over the state. On Sunday, August 20th, from 12 to 5 for the Brown County Fair, it's Military and Veterans Appreciation Day and Veterans Benefits Outreach Event. It's open to active military veterans, survivors, dependents of veterans, family members. Sunday only, free admission for military, reservists, National Guard veterans, along with one guest. Additional guests are $10. Present at the gate your military ID, veteran ID, license, veteran identifier, all sorts of different things. Enter through the south gate by DePere Ice Center for free parking. You get a Brown County Veteran Certificate. You learn about VA benefits from the CVSO, the Veteran Service Organizations, the Vet Center, the VA. All the different ones are going to be there. They've got a nice raffle going on for veterans only. I'll be doing some speaking and a book signing along with my great friend Chuck Wellens, who was a Marine in Vietnam, went through amazing things over in Vietnam. So once again, Brown County Fair, Sunday, August 20th, 2023, 12 to 5. Stop on out. If you're a veteran, you'll learn anything you need to know about benefits and things like that, including the new one in regards to the burn pits in Iraq that we talked about quite a bit. Yeah. So I don't know if they have Demolition Derby, though. Do they?
You know, but it does start on Thursday for the general public.
Yeah.
I know that Sunday, you know, culminates with that's a great, great event, and I participated in that before.
They don't have the fairground things anymore, right?
No,
With the grandstand? Do they still
They do. They still do the that horse pull.
Do they tractor pull or horse pull?
That horse pull, I don't really like that, because I'm partial to.
I'm kind of with you on that.
I'm
with you on that.
I would never made Star do that.
I'm kind of surprised they still allow that. That seems like it would be a PETA thing.
Yeah. It's hard. They are really working hard. They don't go that far. I mean, what, you know, maybe 20 feet?
Yeah.
Maybe more than that. I don't know what I'm talking about. But I just did not enjoy that. I would have much rather seen a demo derby.
Yeah. I feel sorry for them. I really do.
They do. Because they are really working those horses. And they're like, of course, they're like, what are you making me do this for? You know?
Right.
But it is kind of cool to see that whole dressage thing where they...
your horse wouldn't have been able to pull, like, anything. No. He had a Shetland pony. In a Shetland pony. Yes.
No, I would have never made him do that. Yeah. He was, no, Star, he would, no, that would have been.
Star, pull this little wagon.
He could have done that. But the, it's cool to see that barrel racing in those kids on there.
I think that's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Those are some tough girls.
They are.
Those barrel racers?
Oh, absolutely.
They are some tough girls.
They are. And those horses, they're leaning into those horses. And I mean, that's a big animal for a 80-pound, rider. Maybe 100, but the total control they have. And they're fast between. Anyway, the fair's there's a lot of cool stuff going on. And I think, I forgot what the price was, but isn't it all-inclusive rides and admission? I don't know. You can check the website, right?
Yeah,
the website.
Yeah, that's right.
We're organized here. We got M&Ms all over the place, and for Mine Own the Mayor. But Patty, we're talking to Patty Kiwis, who is the director of the really Green Bay Metro Transit. You serve other communities besides the municipality of Green Bay.
Correct.
And you go to what, Bellevue or
City of DePere, and then the villages of Alloway, Ashwaubenon, and Bellevue.
All right, and transit. There's a lot of reasons to, they're so accommodating. I think back in the day it was, you know, A to B, that's it. This is the time and we might be late. Now you can look online to make sure your bus is coming. But what a great thing if everyone for New Year's, now granted it's only August, but would take transit like once a month or maybe just to try it because, like you said, the drivers are some of the friendliest people in Green Bay.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you can read. You just get to work. And we added bike racks to all the buses or some
correct.
Of them?
All of the buses have bike racks. We're working on getting them all on the on-demand vehicles right. too. So it really gives you an option to expand your trip.
And those bike racks are super easy to operate because you have to put your bike on there. But when we launched those, I don't know, that was a long time ago. I think my daughter was in sixth grade and she's pretty petite. And she, put the bike on there and then got to where she needed to go, took the bike off. And in the summer, what a great thing to do. Save a little bit of gas if you have to pay for parking, but obviously you don't have to do that either. So I want transit to grow. I think that's a critical part of our growth as a community, as it is in the Fox Valley. And there are some communities that really have transit down, like really have it down. And we're getting
absolutely.
There, and I think we can learn from like a Long Beach, right? I mean, they...
Without a doubt. Frequency is the whole key. In order for transportation to be successful and efficient, it's got to be frequent.
Yeah.
And especially in our size community, you don't want to go anywhere where it's going to take you 45 minutes to get there.
No.
And so, with a lot of the changes with the on-demand service that we piloted in 20, went to a full launch in 21, all of the routes are all reduced down to 30-minute service. There's a couple of them that go out to the Ashwaubenon area that are 60-minute, but then there's two buses to allow that 30 minutes. But it's 30-minute frequency. I mean, so, it takes us 15 minutes from here to get out to Taylor Street and 15 minutes back. So
right.
depending where you're at, that frequency is critical. Yeah. Some of the main corridors, we'll be looking at that to see if we need to increase a little bit there. But, that's the whole key is that frequency.
Can I do a quick tryout?
Yes.
Ready? Ready? Green Bay Transit. Hi, this is John speaking. How can I help you?
You're hired.
Give me like a typical thing.
Good
that
morning.
Would be like,
can you tell me what bus I need to get to my doctor?
The blue line.
Where's your doctor?
Right.
It's in that building right next to that one brown building, two blocks away from the hospital.
What's your problem?
John, you're not a doctor.
I got to be honest with you. I got gout like you can't believe. So if you could mention
you are definitely hired, John. No. You got this.
That's a problem with we get Mino on there. He's going to start talking about their feet.
You think you got problems.
Right, exactly. Then they're going to talk about their kids, and he's going to talk about, and then he'll definitely get a segue to sports. And did you see that game? And where are you from? And I'm from so-and-so. And then, so-and-so, right, played this high school.
Yeah. And so John then in all of that, they just missed their bus.
Right, absolutely.
Right. Yeah. That,
but you know what? He would be the worst driver you'd possibly have. He'd be the worst driver you could possibly have. You know why? Because he'll go so fast that people will be walking. It's like, gee, I wonder where that bus is. And somebody will be like, he went by 5 minutes ago. Because he would not be running late.
No, he would not be running
late. But I did. But Patty, I have had a couple. But you guys were very. I don't know if you were lenient with me. I hope not, because I used to be, the mayor.
Don't you know who I am?
No. I think you just. They did. I passed all the tests, and I.
You actually did that?
Yeah. Just.
I did not know this.
Mayor's more than welcome to share his personal information.
Yeah,
but yes.
I did. Mm-hmm. I was.
Did want him to come and join our team. So.
Do you have to go up to like Fox Valley Tech where they have that driving course or anything?
Not that CDL license. That's easy. It's just you get a couple mirrors. John can't drive a car.
I did $4,200 damage backing up from the covered garage here.
Oh.
$4,200.
Well, we have a great group of folks that will train you how to drive, and Chris is our number one guy, so he'll get you trained up with the CDL, and he does an awesome job with it.
And
so
great environment, but I want to leave a couple things where we got 1 minute left here, but we would encourage people to use transit. They may have not used it in the past in either a game day route or maybe once a month, or just try it. Look online and see, maybe I'm going to take my bike to work. I'm going to take the transit and then my bike, or I'm just going to take transit over to the mall or something. And we're also looking for drivers. And just how do people contact you, Patty?
So greenbaymetro.org, you can go on our website. We have links there for hiring. We have all the schedule information and everything you need to know, how to ride how to utilize the buses, all those great things.
Real
so
right.
Definitely get out there and come see me. Come say hi. I'll get
you're
a free pass.
I'm not even kidding. I might do that for the transit thing.
Okay, Patty, I'm on this.
We're glad to have you.
Thank you very much.